a psychology degree instead. And then my mom just said one day they stopped going to church and she was a confused little kid. And so, I mean, that's, and my grandma on my mom's side, she came up from a really, really religious family, almost like kind of brutally, like couldn't do things, got, you know, slapped around a bit when she was little for not doing, you know, for doing certain things, so that turned her off on certain aspects of organized religion, so no, yeah.
Okay. And so from your experience in Roswell, how would you characterize the religious atmosphere of the city?
Well, I mean, we live in Georgia, so it's a pretty Christian, like, type of community, and church is a big, I would say it's a big part of a lot of people's lives, but it's not, I think a lot of people like to say it's a bigger part of their lives than they actually do. And I mean, I think it's more of just a social type of thing than an actual like practice. But, you know, in high school, there were groups like Student Venture and FCA. And I mean, I guess I didn't really fit into those categories, so I felt a little left out a lot of the times because everyone's like, hey, are you going to Student Venture? And I'm like, no. So, I mean, that was kind of like one of those things, but I think it's just more of a social type of thing than actually like really strict and not strict, but I don't know what I'm trying to get at, but more of social time than like a lifestyle, I guess.
Could you name any like big churches like a lot that you knew a lot of people went to, things like that?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the church I went to preschool at was United Methodist Church of Roswell, and that was where pretty much all my friends went to. I think there was there's a Presbyterian church that was really, that a lot of my other friends went to, but I think the United Methodist of Roswell is probably the most like predominant one that sticks out in my mind.
How active were these churches and like community functions? Or did they have, I don't know, revivals or festivals or things like that that you know people went to?
I don't want to say it's the United Methodist Church of Roswell, and I think it's the Presbyterian Church that I'm thinking of, but they actually did some things for the school, and after the football games, they would have, like, parties afterwards, and, like, say, hey, kids, don't drink, come, you know, church party, we'll have pizza and stuff like that, so they took over a lot of, like, school type of functions, and I think they had, like, some art fairs and stuff that people went to, and I know we had some of our graduation ceremonies at the United Methodist Church, stuff like that. They're pretty involved.
Have you ever been to a wedding?
Yes.
Could you describe, like, take an example of a wedding that you went to?
Sure. I'm trying to think. I think I've only been to one wedding, and it was my second cousin's wedding. A lot older than I am, and it was really very formal and very lavish, I guess, and there were, like, you know, quartets playing music everywhere, and it was very romantic, and it was just very fairy tale-like and conventional, I guess. The bride came out in a big white dress, you know, her train was very long, and it's not how I would want to get married. It was a little too informal for me, but I mean, that was interesting. But there was also another